Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. It's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, November 6, 2020. Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Tech, good morning, TNT. It is Friday. Super fantastic Friday. I know a lot of people wouldn't call it that, but since I'm Tony, I can call it what I want. Everything's super fantastic to me. One of my people asked me this morning, said, man, how you doing? I said, I'm super fantastic. Every day I wake up and see how the rest of the day goes. But I wake up, I'm super fantastic. As you guys should be too. All right, Ray, did we send anything out?
No, nothing went out.
Okay. So I got some good stuff to talk to you guys about today. Ray's trying to figure out what the hell could that be from what I know. But anyway, I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
I got to tell you guys something first. So I do have some news I'm going to give you. I do have some hopium that I'm going to give you because that's what people like to call it. Somebody even texted me yesterday and said, Tony, I need some hopium. I'm like, okay. So I guess people call me a lot of things, but a hopium dealer, I didn't know, but okay. Not opium, hopium, just so you guys know. We'll do that. But I got to tell you guys something. I do think we're coming to a fast end to all of this. There's a couple of reasons why we're not here. But as I say, you got to go through it to get to it. You guys are getting ready to go through it before I get to it. Okay? So that's just the bottom line. So I get texts and everything, and I hear what other people are saying, other gurus, and people send it to me, and I have to question it and look at it and, you know, myself see where it fits in. Hey, I ask my people at times, and I've always said that. I do that. I've always told you guys to go listen to other gurus. Go figure it out. See whose information you like the best, whose makes the most sense. And you should do that. I'm still going to tell you to do that in any case. And I mean, whether it's a business deal, don't just listen to one side. Go do your own research, investigate. Whether it's any other kind of opportunity, if there's two opinions, do it. You know, last night I got to flip back between Fox and CNN, Fox and CNN, Fox. Because I want to know what everybody's saying. Then I had to go over to OAN, because that's how I do the news. I'm trying to hear what everybody's saying so I can come to a conclusion. And that's okay. I'll tell you guys, I do that, so I don't mind when people do it. This is what I do, though. Mine. So people send me things, and, you know, they say, Tony, he said this, or he said that, or he said this, and this is what they're saying all about Tony. I'm like, really, guys? I could care less what they say about Tony. So people keep sending me that, and you want me to do something. Guys, if Mountain Goat, because that was the big one this weekend, anyone says a bunch of stuff about Tony, and Tony's only saying this about Obama because he's black. Tony's only saying this because he's a Democrat. Tony, guys, who cares? I don't really care. Nothing to do about it. All they're trying to do is what they've done for the last 12, 13 years. If they can start any caption with TNT Tony, they know you're going to go there and look. They know you're going to go there and read it. That's sometimes the only way they get people to come to their sites. And I'm still seeing that. Somebody sent it to me last week, a whole blog page about Tony. I'm just saying that's the only way they can get people to come to their site. And Tony said this, and Tony this, and okay. I got time for a lot of stuff, but not really to go research every one of those, make you feel good. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it. It doesn't bother me at all, whatever they say or do, because it doesn't affect me at all. Hopefully it doesn't affect you. So I want to clarify that because I got a lot of that last 2 days of whatever you were saying, but no big deal. Here's the other thing, guys. I am, if you haven't figured it out by yet, sometime too forthcoming or giving of too much information, or at times even too truthful, I guess, because people say, you know, they didn't really need to know that, or this. And but I figure the more I give you, the more you understand, the more this whole thing makes sense to us. Not just why it is happening, but why it's not happening. And that's important, I think, to go through so you're not getting so emotional. And by emotional, I mean you're not getting so far down in the dumps that it can barely pull you back up every time this doesn't happen, because it is happening. We're just right in the thick of it, somewhere we probably shouldn't be. We should just get our money and go sit down somewhere and one day wake up and be rich. But we want to follow, we want to understand it. Hopefully you guys do, and know where your riches came from, and have a plan for them when you get them, and to build your future. So there's a lot of things here. And I look at that when I look at the other gurus or people, or, you know, Mountain Goat and everybody else put stuff out. I don't see anything that they have accomplished or done that gave you anywhere. I mean, didn't help you go to the bank and know what to do when you get there. I don't know anybody else doing that, especially not them. I don't see where they're giving you any rates. I don't see where they're teaching you how to exchange your currency, how to make the best deal. I don't see how any of them or anything he said is helping you know where to put your money, where to grow your money, where to create a legacy and extend the legacy. I don't see any of that over there, but that's what we're doing. And we're doing it for a reason, and the reason goes all the way back 10, 12 years ago when the government said, I don't want to give this money to toothless crackheads, and they're only going to have it for 2 years anyway. 90% of them are going to be broke in 2 years. We didn't like that statement then. We don't like it today. And today, we have worked for years trying to make sure that doesn't happen to us and the majority of us. So I want you guys to always think about that and what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what we're getting from it. So getting away from TNT, we know who's been involved with this and why. And we went through it on Wednesday. I told you Bush, what I appreciate about what President Bush did. Obama, what I appreciate about what Obama did. And even Trump, right here at the end, the role that he played in it. So when I tell you it's not all up to him, he didn't create this, he didn't make this opportunity for us, everybody here knows he didn't do that and had the least bit to do with it of anybody. But that's okay, because we're at the end. That's all he could do was actually make it go. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the reality. What Obama did, he carried it for 8 years, more than anybody else, but he built the foundation for what Bush started. And that's okay, because we didn't want to just run to the bank, get the money, and our economy collapses in the next year, collapse, or 2 years after that, collapse, because they gave us too much money. Nobody really wanted that to be our future. So it's okay the role that each person played, but let's be honest with ourselves and do that. Now there's somebody out there telling you guys this isn't going now because, you know, Biden's going to be president. And it's going to ruin our opportunity. And he said it's going to make Iraq even worse. Guys, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, none. Not common sense, knucklehead sense, stupidity sense. It don't make any sense. First of all, it was going. Second of all, Biden has already said, right, wrong, or indifferent, he's going to go back to the old agreement with Iran. What does that mean? Just think about it. It doesn't mean Iran is worse to Iraq. It means Iran doesn't need Iraq's money anymore. It doesn't need to put all that pressure on them because now they can deal with the rest of the world again. Iran would absolutely love that. They don't have to steal Iraq's money. We don't have to worry about it. Iraq doesn't have to worry about it. This thing would happen even faster if we weren't going through all that, because we know all of that, the corruption, this guy, everything is dealing with Iran, and Iran's only doing it because they don't have any other way to survive. So when this guru tells you guys that it's going to be worse, and what's holding it up is if Biden wins, it's not going to go. That's the stupidest shit anybody could say. Anybody. And tell them I said so. They don't even make good common sense. What makes common sense is they've been waiting for this. They are waiting for the results. I can tell you that. They are waiting for the results. They have been. It should have been sooner rather than later. It is done. People are ready to go. And we are going to find out one of two things. We're either going to find out over the weekend, and I can put that out there, or we're going to find out a day or two before the WTO meeting, and they vote to let Iraq into WTO. But I do think they have to have a revalued currency in order. And that's supposed to happen by mid-November. We know that. That's why they were trying to get Iraq off of the EU OFAC list, because that was part of it. We can go in. So we're still in November. It's still going to happen. The guys are still sitting at the bank, and they're very, very quiet. They are. They've been told any minute. It could be any minute. Now, Monday, Tuesday, as always, I said, doesn't make sense to me unless we do it Friday after the market's closed. Oh, wait, what's today? Oh, today is Friday. And soon the markets will close. That is absolutely anybody's possibility. Today is Friday, and hopefully, God willing, because I'm tired of even looking at it, this presidential election will be over today. And, well, it's not going to be over. Either way we look at it, it's not going to be over today. They can award the numbers, but it's still going to court, I think. So it'll be a while. Well, people have some sense of direction. So I think whatever happens today, they name somebody, they've met that criteria. The rest of the world sees one direction or the other that they're going to go in. In 30 days, the thing should be finalized. And I'm just saying, because that's how long it took when Bush and Gore went to court. They'll finalize pension and life will go on. I don't think we have to wait till then. As a matter of fact, I don't think we can afford to wait till then. I don't think Iraq can afford to wait till then. This morning, they mobilized their security forces. I wanted to say their military, but they're seeing security forces, move them into the squares, and they're getting ready for demonstrations that's supposed to take place effective tomorrow to match last year, is what they're saying. To match last year's demonstrations, because they're announcing they're tired of waiting for their salaries. They're tired of waiting for the reforms that they said they were going to do to get started. It's all over social media, everything, and they've already killed one demonstrator this morning so far. So here we go. One way or the other, we've always said they've been playing with matches. They're going to strike one and, you know, start a wildfire. That's what's going to happen, so we'll see. But right now, it's a good day. Everybody's still sitting there waiting for the go. And I just see it's this weekend is as good a time as any. If not, we're surely playing with fire. So that was a long one today, but I'm sure 404 got every hint that's in there. Got every little question in detail. So, Ray, let's get this party started.
Full of hope. With, can you please explain to me why we keep looking to the banks being ready for a sign that this is going to happen when they have been wrong 100% of the time? Why don't we take our cue from Texas? It seems to me that would be a smart thing to do.
Well, it is a smart thing to do, but the Texas cue we're looking for is the Texas banks. So we can say that. All right. Let's just wait till Texas goes. Well, if we wait till Texas goes, when they go, all we're going to be doing is giving you the 800 number. Because I told you 100 times, I don't believe they're going until hours before it is, because they know we are watching Texas. So Texas has been like that for years. I like them because when they say it's not going, it is not going. When they say they're not coming back until it is, every time they've not come back until things have looked very, very positive for it to go. So now I'm not taking cues from Texas. I mean, I'm waiting for them to go. I'm doing what I always do when I tell you guys. I'm getting multiple banks in multiple states telling me the same thing, that they are taking cues from Texas, that they've had conference calls, meetings, and are getting their instructions. And then I'm taking that and putting it with what I'm getting out of Washington, D.C., and saying everybody's ready, everybody's on the same page, but there's only one person or group who says actually do it, and they're not saying it, and they're not ever going to tell us a week before if he's going to do it or not. They're not going to tell us 2 days before if he's going to do it or not. He's going to do what they always do. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, wait. Get ready, wait. No military operation works like that. No counter-espionage operation works like that. No financial operation works where they're going to tell you we're going to make this change this date, this time, and it actually happens. There's too much time for things to go wrong. Too much time for people to take advantage of the system. So we're doing the only thing we can do, taking the information and getting ready for the time frames that they have given us. Texas is not going to give us a time frame. They're going to just go because they know we are monitoring them just like everybody else since the moment we told you that that's where the server is. That's where the guy who made the decision, and they're the closest thing to the truth that there is. We know that. Now, I'm going to get a call probably 20, 30 minutes before, but I don't know that I'm going to call TNT and say, everybody get ready, because you might tell me don't do that. I mean, but they have to get the people in there, so I know they can't stop me from not knowing, because I know too many people that are involved in Texas. So, but anyway, that's the answer. All right, what's next? What?
You said.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Nope. 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 I don't know if anybody else can hear you, but I can't.
How about now?
If you hear your phone on mute, just start talking so I'll know you're there, wherever it is.
I was saying that you made one slip. You said
what?
Earlier that you talked to all the banks. And they talked to Texas. You meant to say they talked to Treasury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they talked to Treasury. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Right. Okay. Right. Next question, person, is Sunstar. Any news from the committee or Treasury?
No committee news. Nope.
Okay. Any CBI news you can share?
Nope, there's nothing to share from the CBI, guys. It's getting ready to come out. they're ready. Let me tell you, the only thing in Iraq, again, is they're upset because Department said they didn't have the money to pay the salary until they approved the loans. Well, they're upset about that because today they started paying the salaries. So they're saying, well, somebody's lying. You guys haven't been paying the salaries because you said you didn't have the money. Then you start paying the salaries, and now you're saying you got enough to pay the salaries through the end of the year. Somebody's lying. So that's a big headline with them right there. Other than that, the election law get passed today. I think there are going to do the second reading on the loan law for tomorrow and take a vote next week. So really nothing coming out of the CBI, except they're still telling people to bring their money to the bank so they can pay it. That's about it.
Okay. Real estate question. If I were to buy a few VA and HUD homes, is it legal to rent a home to someone for $1 per year for their lifetime? If so, should that go through my foundation or trust?
You're echoing now. And I suppose you can buy real estate and do what you want to do with it. Charge your own rent. I don't know. Should they use a trust or a foundation?
Either or, you know, their strategy.
Yeah. I don't think there's a minimum rent anywhere. There are maximum rents that you can charge, but I don't know that there's a minimum.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
Can you hear me okay?
I can't hear you. I still can't hear you.
Yeah, these microphones can turn jacking up here.
Nope. Turn your volume up or something.
Right.
I hear you say it.
Hear me now,
something.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Stone Man says, did you hear from any of the people that had pending on their bank accounts? Did they get their money?
Stone Man, the answer is yes, and the answer is no, I'm not going to tell you. I actually started to tell you, but no, I'm not going to tell you. But yes, we did hear from him. Huh?
Okay. Blue Angeles says, it was rumored Trump was a big holder of dinar. Could the holdup be they are waiting for election results so it will not be said POTUS used the money he held in dinar to fund his reelection?
No. It has absolutely nothing to do with funding his reelection or anything. He wouldn't have been able to use that money. They have election laws, funding, how much can be applied. That has nothing to do with him getting enough money to fund his election or anything else. I doubt the money is in his name, period, especially in this case. It would be in one of the corporations or businesses. I doubt he would even exchange it today, tomorrow, next week, anyway. And this opportunity is more about economy and our country wiping out some of the debt and even now using it for some of the new stimulus packages that are going to be offered hopefully before the end of the month. And we don't have to wait until January, February next year. No, the answer is simply no. It is not about Trump trying to use the money for his campaign. If that was the case, just think about it. He would have did it 2-3 months ago when he could have really used the money if that's what he was waiting for. All right.
Jimmy and KC says, if all of the sources are saying the same thing as other weekends or days, that it could happen at any time, is there any new, significant, realistic information to believe this won't end up being another lost weekend?
I'm trying to think what could be new or significant. The fact that the election is over, if they were in fact using that or waiting for that to happen, is the only thing that has been really significant. Okay, so think about this. I tell you guys, on Monday, some things were supposed to happen on Wednesday, and we were going to go from there because it was scheduled, because it was after the election, and we thought we were having a one-day election. Well, those same things have been scheduled again after today, because people think today is over. So that is what is significant. It was waiting for then and had everybody on the edge of their seat, and everybody's on the edge of their seats right now for those same reasons. We're hoping, I'm hoping, I don't know about you guys, God willing, let this BS be over with today, and I don't care how it happens, which way it goes, just let it be over. All right. What's next?
Okay. Beethoven says, today is the 35th anniversary of my 29th birthday. 35 plus 25, 64. So you're celebrating the 64th birthday. Would you play the birthday song and give me the RV as a present? If you can't play the birthday song for whatever reason, the RV alone would certainly suffice. Well, how about let's turn that around and say we can't bring the RV? Would the birthday song suffice? And also, we have one of our Canadian members, DNA for Wealth. So we'll get birthday greetings to both of you as soon as I can find it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy. Oh, go ahead. You have to.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday. Okay, Postal Punk says, why doesn't the Treasury or the government or whomever save us taxpayers a ton of money and let the bank people and call center people go home until this is really going to happen? Why is it necessary to have us in the bank in 2 hours? If they are there from 7 to 11 daily, quite frankly, I think they would be too tired to complete our transactions accurately.
Okay. First of all, the government is never concerned about spending money. Never. When it's the government doing it, why? Because they're going to print whatever they need to spend. So it doesn't bother them one way or the other. And especially if they're going to charge you for it, the taxpayer. They don't care. It's like you getting an expense card for your, well, do I go to McDonald's with it or do I go to the steakhouse? Not my money. I'm going to the steakhouse. Makes sense, right? That's what they look at when they do what they're doing. Not their money. Most of the time, I'm not even going to be in this job next year, next month, next week. So just go do what we do. They've already showed us, even though the government says they're broke all the time, will you just come with $2 trillion for this stimulus package if you were broke? Just think about it. I'll bring it up. Trump asked for $5 billion to build a wall, and they told him, no, we don't have the money. Yet they just came up with $2 trillion out of thin air whenever they needed it. They don't really care about that. The other thing is what I've told you guys earlier today, hurry up and wait. You're never going to know the moment, date, and time because we're going to keep you going until it just pops out. They've done that. They've used it throughout the years to run so many operations where they were catching people, tracking people, and I mean money from Iraq, money in the system and things with Iraq, not that foolishness that we'd be hearing about replacing the government and gold and new dollars and all that mess. But I mean actual operations that the CIA ran, or the FBI, or over in Iraq, tracking things throughout the year. So there's a definite purpose for it. Even here, you guys remember when it was going that one time in Europe, they did that $5 billion in the market because it was supposed to go at 5 o'clock that day, and they caught all those, even though the guy who they caught, supposedly, is some little clerk down there on the desk. Well, we all know he didn't have no authority or anything else to make a $5 billion decision. But that's who got blamed for it. Anyway, it's all part of the process, guys. They're not concerned about the money. Now, as far as wearing the people out, evidently they're not concerned about that because they've been replacing them throughout the years, training new ones. The purpose of getting us in the first 2 hours is they want this to go and be over with, the internet to be over with, the contract rates to be over with, the different rates, different grants to be over with within that 10 days, 20 days. Because once we're through, then it's over. They're just dealing with regular mom, pop citizens who are going to get nothing but the rate. So, again, there's a purpose for it. All right, what's next?
Okay, that takes us to the live callers. 404 area code. You're first on the list.
Hi, Tony.
Here we go.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Appreciate your continuing to help connect the dots. Several questions, if I may. In your opening remarks, Tony, you made the reference just saying that you feel that we are coming to a fast end to this, fast, quote unquote. And at this particular point, given that we know Iraq has different definitions of that, what exactly would be your definition of fast?
My definition of fast, which I think is between now and the 15th of November, is
okay.
My definition of a fast conclusion for reasons of what's going on tomorrow in Iraq. And what's scheduled to go on tomorrow. So we'll see.
Right. Okay. That kind of segues into the other question that I had with respect to you made the reference to the fact that the demonstrators are starting to convene tomorrow over in Iraq, claiming to match last year's demonstrations. Well, last year's demonstrations really got kind of really out of hand. And I was curious whether or not it seems to be more of a focused anger or frustration, or if there is kind of the anticipatory thing that could lead to celebration. What are your Iraqi sources saying is the mindset, mood set of the demonstrators?
Well, I can say they're frustrated, they're tired, and And the Iraq government knows it. And that is why they started paying with money that they said they don't have. But they started paying salaries yesterday that they said they couldn't pay till the end of the month if they got the loan, the law passed. But here's the whole thing. They are all over social media over there, I guess, talking about tomorrow and get ready and what it's going to be like. But even before they could do that, and if they killed a demonstrator already today, they've already ramped it up to the next level. And I'm saying this can be good for nobody. I mean, no way can this be good. So things will get spread up. And I hate the fact that it's not Iraq's fault, because it's not their fault. They have been sincerely trying to get this done, saying that they're done, and wanting to activate it. They have. They just haven't been allowed to. And I'm hoping all that ends today. And what we're hearing is a good possibility it will, and we can see this over the weekend. And that's all I can say is a possibility, because I can't promise you guys anything and say anything, because, you know, as backwards as we say Iraq is, it seems like we're the same way. But go ahead.
The thing that I've been finding interesting over just really this past week is that there's getting to be more and more information surfacing with respect to their white paper. We knew that, you know, it was there and that they were making it go through the various channels and the like. But things are fairly specific out there now. And one of the little subsets here was saying reviewing the current exchange rate of the dollar against the dinar. And, you know, that's buried in the paper. And I keep thinking, the fact that this is surfacing more and more, is this kind of making, you know, paving the way for all of this to just suddenly appear? Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if it's paving the way, because it's been coming out, for, you know, since they first made the white papers public and put it in the news and did that,
right.
Went through, and Iraqis understood it, if nobody else. And then when they met with the IMF and the World Bank, again, they put it out there. Here it is. We're doing it. And now they are going through the white papers next with the WTO and saying, this is what we're planning on doing. Well, everybody knows the rates in there. Everybody knows how they're going to do the jobs and what's supposed to go into effect on the 1st of January. But does it have to wait till the 1st of January? Some things, absolutely, because they're in the 2021 budget. But now they're going to put the budget out. They put it at $41. So they're making everything transparent, except for what date they're going to do this. Because Iraq really doesn't know what date the U.S. is going to let them release it. They keep putting dates out there. They keep saying, we're going to do it here, we're going to do it here, and then have to make up excuses of why they didn't do it. And it's just like they're saying in their paper today, hey, somebody's lying. And we want to know who it is. Because you guys said you can't do this, and yet you're doing it. See, somebody is lying. The real purpose in them trying to wait for the salaries, where they were going to try and do it at the new rate. And that's why they said, don't pay anybody. We're going to make this change. But now the change is drug out so long, they're like, we got to pay them. We have no choice. But problem is asked, well, where does it come from? People who didn't know, well, somebody's lying to somebody, which is obvious, but it's not their fault. They had a plan. They tried to release it last week. They tried to release it this week, and they can't get it to be released. But we'll see what happens after today.
And I was going to say, just kind of watch it when markets close today and start watching and the like. And 10 days from whenever this insanity comes to an end, we know that that's when our 10-day super fantastic TNT Pay It Forward project is going to be. And I'd like to think it's going to be sooner rather than later. But, again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. Thanks again.
Okay.
And have a great weekend. Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
Ray.
972.
No, that's enough. Dallas. He asked all the questions. We answered them all. Let's go enjoy the weekend. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
What? What was that?
Hey, you're on.
I was trying to get to a quiet place away from all this construction noise here. And, oh, my. Well, my goodness. I am resolved at this point, but at the same time, I'm thinking this could last months. We've got a 37-day pattern in 2000. This could be twice or three times that, or it could end this afternoon. But that's a weird situation. I did notice that my gas prices here in town, $1.54 for the whole week. So that brings into confusion, Tony, what you blessed us with last time. It doesn't make sense to me that the oil price is going to go further down on purpose. Do you mind going back over that? You indicated it's going down, and I know it is.
Well, it doesn't have any choice. You know, as more and more countries shut down and cities shut down, there's less oil being used, so the price has to go down.
So
right?
You're talking about the disease. The disease is causing this. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the corona, and we know it's coming.
Yeah.
We had a record day yesterday. We had a record day the day before that. Over 100,000 cases 2 days in a row, and we don't know what's going to happen today. I mean, it's not mainstream news right now because of the vote and everything else. But guys are shutting the country down again. I mean, whether people wanted to or not, and if it's not shutting the country down, it's shutting every other country down, which is going to affect the price of oil, which is going to affect the time frame and when they can do this.
Yeah, I just wasn't putting it together. My focus was obviously other places, the disease. I'll tell you, frankly, around here, we're doing pretty good as far as the numbers go. We have to sometimes. I can't remember how many times I walked back to the truck to go get a mask so that I made people feel comfortable inside. But I've never made so much money in such a short period of time because people sit around the house and look around and say, "Man, I wish we could do something about that." And then I get called. So I wasn't thinking about the disease having that impact. So I do stand corrected. I thank you for that. Other than that, I'm just tickled that the news is not dire on the currency front. It could happen any time.
It's
and
not.
I'll just stick with that. Yeah, yeah.
It's great. Well, let me tell you this. Since you said it, Danny, no. I got a friend of mine. He owns a window tinting company.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he is absolutely loving corona, the pandemic, the paycheck. He made more money than he ever made. The people got all these extra money from this check. Everybody's getting worse. Look at Home Depot. Home Depot has not lost a dime because everybody's getting all this extra money from this government check. They're doing what you said, all these home projects, building everything. They're loving the pandemic. They want to go
that
in.
That is a fact.
Because the government is printing money and passing it out.
I've got Home Depot contacts, and they say every month they break new records. So it's a weird time, and you know there's a lot of people hurting right now, but there's a whole bunch of people that are loving it. So anyway. Well, I got to get back to work so that I can live in a little more here. So, thank you, fellas. Let's
All right. Thanks.
See you later.
All right. Thank you, sir.
208. You are on.
Good morning, folks. Let me ask you something. Do you think that the election, Biden taking over in January, is going to make any difference on the RV?
I think we'll be well into the RV by January the 20th. There's no reason for us not to be. They're ready to go right now. Even if the election turns sideways tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, ends up in court, they're still going to rush it through just like they did with Bush, and it'll be resolved one way or the other in the next 30 days. They're not going to drag it out for 60, 90 days or 6 months and back and forth. It's going to come to a quick, fast conclusion, one way or the other.
Well, let's hope it does. This should be one question Friday. So that was my one question.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, sir.
All right. All right, you too. Have a great week.
8-1, Harry Crew, you're on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How are you guys
doing? Hey there. And
good morning,
sir, to the nth degree.
Good.
And yourself.
Tony, I'm good today. I do have some questions for you guys. And Mr. Tony, if you can't answer this, then just keep right on past it and tell me to mind my business.
Mind your business.
Now, look here. I ain't even got my question out yet. Let me get there. Okay. So I know you were talking just a little while ago about the banks and tomorrow, and you slid right on past it. You went past it kind of fast, and then you just went on back to what you were saying. But I said, oh, let me write that down. You said you said something about something going on at the bank tomorrow. I'm assuming you were talking about the U.S. bank.
Yeah, I'm always talking about U.S. Bank. I haven't heard anything from the Iraq bank. So what about something at the banks tomorrow?
I don't know. You said with what's going on at the bank tomorrow, that's my question to you. Can you share that or not? You can't share, Dan. I'll move on to my next question.
Next question.
Okay. I get it. I figured if you could share it, you probably would have, but I said I want to bring it back just in case you forgot to finish it. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Well, I haven't hardly forgot. That's for sure. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Well, I can read between lines. Okay. All right. So with the release of this thing, I would assume, I know you're saying that everything is ready to go right now. And we know that they should have been released this many times before and long time before today. But I would assume now, since we can kind of see a ending with this election and who's going to become president, at least as far as right now, that Trump would want to release this on his watch and get this done. Would that be fair to say that he's really wanting to get this done before he leaves office and not continue to be delayed?
Okay, so you guys listen. Listen real carefully because this is it. Absolutely. He doesn't leave office, if he leaves office, until January the 20th. He could
right.
go all the way up to the 19th. And still get credit for it if that's what he
mm-hmm.
wanted to do. If, you know, just cause total chaos around the world, he could do that. I don't think he
right.
will.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely think he's going to want history to give him credit for it, even though it won't be in the history books. We will know it, and the people that it matters to around the world will know he was part of it. When it finally got released and Iraq was financially free, they will know it. Because, again, it's not
mm-hmm.
going to be on the 6 o'clock news. Now,
right.
Everything right now, the bulk of their white paper, which they made transparent to everybody, Iraqi citizens, World Bank, IMF, and they're doing a virtual conference to go over it with the WTO, the bulk of it takes effect January the 1st, which
mm-hmm.
means the form has to be done January the 1st in order for that to happen. Well, in order for that to happen on the 1st, the budget has to be approved prior to the 1st.
Right.
The
mm-hmm.
budget has the new rate in it. which has to be approved prior to the budget getting approved. They have said they're going to approve the 2021 budget this month, after mid-November. So it's laid right out there for us to see what happens. There's a timeline to happen. It's just a matter of, do we let it happen?
Right.
They know what they want to do and how to do it. Okay?
Right.
So,
okay.
No, I don't think it's going to affect anything. I think he's going to go ahead and let it go. I know that's what everybody is thinking this moment, that it is going to be let go sometime, you know, over the weekend or next week. How's that?
Okay. Well, that's better. And since you broke it down like that, I mean, it makes sense. Everything so far up to this point has made sense for them to do it, but they still haven't done it. And that was my question of him wanting to do this on his watch, if he does not be reelected, you know, on his watch and get this done. So that was why I asked the question.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to blame Iraq for a lot of things for a lot of years. But you can't blame them right now when they're saying, we've done everything you asked us to do. When they're publicly saying that, we've done everything you asked us to do. We did everything the IMF asked us to do. We did everything the World Bank asked us to do. Now we're going to WTO. I mean, we've been transparent. We stopped the borders. We stopped the smuggling. We stopped the auctions last week. I mean, what else do you want us to do? And we've been trying to get this through. So, I mean, I can't keep blaming on them when they're not doing anything. And now their neck is sitting on the chopping block because demonstrators are coming out tomorrow. But they're tired and they're blaming it on Iraq.
Well, I always, in my heart, felt like it was the U.S. holding it up. For whatever reason, I'm not saying it was a negative thing, but I felt like Iraq could not go. I've been saying this for many a years. I just wish that they go ahead and release this and stop bringing in some people and not all. I want all of us to come in, and they need to get it done so we can get into the bank. We've been waiting long enough, and I know it ain't about us, but I feel I want to be a little selfish right about now. I'm ready to go to the bank. That's
guess what? Me too. So you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say it ain't about us. Just let me go. How about that?
Now, can you call me when they tell you? How about that? Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. 707. You would be next. 707 area code. 707-239.
This is 707. I thought I had taken myself off, but
all
question
right, but thank
answered,
you, sir.
But,
okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right.
That takes us to another 281.
You know it's me. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. All that.
Good morning, Tony.
He knows you. How come he didn't skip over it, huh? But anyway, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Because I'm important.
Well, okay then. Important. What's going on today?
Hey, I just have a question, and I had told my husband if I had made it back that I needed him to answer this question. Could the Treasury flip without Trump? I know you've answered this before, but I'm just wondering with everything that's going on. Hello?
Could the Treasury do what?
Switch for us to go on and go to the bank?
Without
Trump? The president? Yeah.
Yeah, that probably would never happen.
For real?
Yeah, why would they go against the president?
Why not?
Why not? Well, because it's the United States Treasury and he's the United States President. That's why not. It's not like we're talking about the Federal Reserve who are on their own and do what they want to do. We're talking about the U.S. Treasury.
Well, I always thought that maybe they had a decision in it, too. So, you know, you said there's no dumb question.
Yeah, they have a decision in it. Their decision is to follow instructions or suffer the consequences.
Right.
And they're advising him, and he's listening because he does like, you know, the treasurer. So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a joint thing. Now's the time. Let's get it done. Okay?
Around in between
9 and 11? Now the 15th? They said mid-month.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you guys have a great day.
All right.
Thank
you
all.
Thank
so
you very
much.
You too. Have a good weekend. All right.
Bye.
Go to the bank.
610. Nico, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. Tony, any other questions or comments for me today?
Yes. I mean, you do realize the whole world is waiting on you guys, right?
Yes, I do. And did you know that Pennsylvania is known as the Keystone State?
Not the Stone State. What'd you say, the Keystone
State? The Keystone State. And it's known as the Keystone State because it's key. It's very key in this election. And they're breaking everybody's stones waiting for the count. How about that?
Oh, okay. They're doing a good job at that. Okay, go ahead.
All right, all right. Long version, gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTSuper. And when you are typing that out, please remember to capitalize everything, $TNTSuper. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
You're very
all right,
welcome.
Ray, I sent you, all right. I sent you a text real quick. So. All right.
Okay. 270, you are on.
Hey, Ray, how y'all doing?
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Doing all right. Hey, you know, everybody getting all worked up over this election. You know, it don't matter who gets president, where you got to make your changes. That's in the Senate, the House, and the Congress. Because the president can't do without them. So I don't know why everybody getting all worked up over it. Don't really matter who gets in there, really, I don't think. But
okay.
My question is, you're saying to what, till the 15th?
I'm saying that the goal right now, but I mean, we don't know. It's been a goal. Right? They're trying to get it done right now. I backed it out, what I told you guys I always did. I backed it out for you, exactly what needs to happen in order to meet their goal for the 1st of January. That needs to be happening right now. They already have it on their schedule, and we know what's happening. The goal last week was for this to go on Wednesday, right after the election was completed. And people were told, in fact, he was going to do that. They had people in their office, and people were scheduled to get paid and all of that. Now, have they redone that? Well, yes, they have. They set a new date and said, we're going to try it again. And we're going to see what happens this time if they let it go through. If it gets completed, so we'll see what happens.
That's about all we can do. Just wait to see.
Yeah, I mean, it is all we can do. We'll see.
Let's see. Wednesday's call, you were talking about that foundation you were talking about, you know, to help people out.
Yes.
Yes. Me and my wife was thinking about something in that same line, you know, to help people out, you know, pay their bills and stuff like that. Give them a fresh start.
New start. Yeah.
Yeah. New.
Absolutely.
Yes. New start. And
yeah.
Plus, here a while back, you were talking about, you know, going to all these old neighborhoods that's run down, you know, and build them back up, you know, like give people jobs to help build them back up and give people, you know, fresh starts.
Let me tell you guys something.
I would like to get.
I'm sorry.
No, you know, talk about, you know, these old rundown neighborhoods and stuff, you know, that's been demolished or, you know, because of the economy and stuff. Is give people, you know, jobs to help them rebuild the neighborhood and create jobs while they're doing it.
That's right. You can do jobs to help clean up the neighborhood first and then to rebuild
it.
And those same people,
yep.
They could have jobs for years. And it could be their new neighborhoods that they could now afford to live in. So there's a lot of things to do. I was going to tell you guys, there's a place here in Sacramento that's called Oak Park. So they had some houses 5 years ago that were for sale in Oak Park for $20,000. Just 5 years ago. Houses are now selling in Oak Park for $450,000.
$1,000. Yeah, I remember you talking about that. But I would like to get with you on the sidelines to help, you know, get something going. You can maybe give us some information how, you know, start something like that foundation you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, we really want to help homeless people too.
Yeah. So you set your foundation. I mean, you guys got to talk to Ray about setting up foundations and. He's going to tell you to talk to some local people anyway. But it was just a thought of something everybody could do. Call it what you want, but it can be duplicated 1,000 times, and it would help. And it'd be something you're still making money at doing or putting your money aside, like I said, and only using the interest, investing in your community, your people, and still making money at. So you never have to lose it. You never have to say, I went broke behind it. Because you're only using your interest to do it with.
Okay. All right. That does make sense.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this weekend. If not, maybe by the 15th. I mean, that's all we can do is pray for it.
That's all we can do.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Y'all have a good day and a good weekend.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Well, I tell you, Beethoven, I just don't know what I'm going to do with your sister, Cheryl. She is. She texts me. She texts Tony. She texts both of her senators. She sent a message to the White House. All these folks contacting me to say, make sure you tell Beethoven happy birthday. Cheryl. Mission accomplished, Cheryl.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, Beethoven. And Cheryl was busy. I just got another text on the Speaker of the House. But anyway, we got it done. Nick,
okay.
313 area code. You are on. 313. Cornbread, is that you? Must be, since he's not saying anything. Okay, 330. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Yeah.
Hey, what's
morning.
Going on, guys? Gotcha. So I'm listening to everything you're saying. There's a lot of good information, questions, and all that good stuff. So is this contingent 100% on the election being called before this is to go forward, or is that just one aspect that you were, you know, one source of information that you had?
It's not 100% because we don't know. It might get dragged out. Election could get dragged out another 30 days. They can't wait another 30 days. So, no, I don't feel it's 100% on that.
Okay. That was the main thing I wanted to clarify. I thought that, but I just want to make sure. And my next question would be, where is the lowest tax rate in the world? Because I might want to move. I don't know. Get a lot of money. We're going to have to do something with it for taxes. So.
Listen, you know what? I was having a conversation with my wife because somebody posted on Twitter they didn't want Biden to be president because we have to pay taxes.
Well,
yeah. listen, I don't like to pay taxes. I absolutely do not like to. If I don't have to, but
sure.
I will, because you know, give unto Caesar what is his. If you want to enjoy the rest of your life, so I'm telling you to do that. I've told people for years now. We're going to be in a different tax bracket anyway. We're going to pay taxes anyway. So just make more money is the solution.
I like that.
Don't cry about the reality. Just make more money. Be smarter about your money. Most people can't complain and because he said he's only going to tax people who make $400,000 and more. Well, hopefully that's every one of us on this call. I want to be in that group. Tax me.
Not me.
I'm just going to make more money. Okay?
I was semi-joking about that, but.
But no, I mean, some people are complaining about it, and nobody wants to pay taxes, but since I have to, I just need to make more money. That's all.
Right. I pay my fair share. I like the way you're thinking there. But that was my main question, and I feel good about where Iraq's at. I mean, dude, look what they've done in a short amount of time. So I feel really good about this.
Me too. And you know, you've got to give Pompeo or Trump, whoever you want to, credit for what has happened in Iraq in the last 6 months, in the last year, for picking the right person, for telling them this is it, it's over, and maybe, you know, Trump scared him into it. I don't know what it was, but he got it done. And you got to give him credit for that. You know?
Yeah, we don't care how even.
That's right. Within a year of the riot. Now, I'm sure the people had a lot to do with it by the fact that they were rioting and shutting down their economy and everything else. But still, they got it done, and they put the right guy in there to do it this time. And that was key. They put the right guy in there to do it this time, and he's standing up to the rest of them. And that fact that we like. So we have got to give credit where credit is due. But we've got to get moving and not waste what was all just accomplished, too. Go ahead.
Isn't it just amazing, though, how fast that went? I mean, that was like God's hand was on all that, like crazy. It was amazing how fast it got done. So this, I'm excited
for
you
guys.
I hope everybody else is excited.
When Obama tried to get him to do it for 8 years, took a lot, was a lot to get done, but still went 3 or 4 people, and they still weren't doing it, and that happened in a year. But he put the right person in there. He made the right decisions because he knew he had the right people backing him up. So we got to give credit for that.
Yeah, this super fantastic Friday. Come on, man. What do you think,
Greg? All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, brothers. We'll talk to you later.
All
God
right,
bless everybody.
You,
all right, sir. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay. 615, area code. You're on. 615, area code.
They fell asleep.
615.
Hello.
Latrice, is that you?
Nope.
Sorry, I stepped away from my desk for 5 seconds. I think that's some shit. Okay. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Wait,
hi,
did you just cuss at me? Did you just cuss
no.
at me?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
I'm the only one get the cuss on this show. Go ahead.
I apologize.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, you have explained all the deal with the Iraq to me and with Vietnam. Can you give me some history on the ZIM? Why is the ZIM in the reevaluation group, or why is it so low?
Ooh, girl, you're asking for a history lesson in 2 minutes. But okay. First of all, Africa is the last frontier. So everybody understands that. The last frontier. Iraq was, but we got a good hold on Iraq. We have a good hold, on the Middle East and the oil wells and where that situation is going. So Iraq is the Africa is the last frontier. It's wide open. Actually has more minerals, gold, silver, platinum, and resources to offer than any other continent. The problem with it is China was trying to take it over. Russia was trying to take it over, trying to get in there before the U.S. did, because Africa's doing absolutely nothing with it. It is so underdeveloped. They have no knowledge or know what to do. So the U.S. sees that, so we got to make a deal with Zimbabwe, go in there, because we have to do what we've always done, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, read that book. We have to go over there, get them in debt so we can control it, so we can move. Same thing China's doing, same thing Russia's doing, trying to give them money, Bill made contract with them, get them in debt so they can control it and control their resources. So by doing that, we have to tell them we're going to pull you up. We're going to make you a prosperous country. We're going to make your money worth something. There's a whole lot of agreements that went into that. It's the only reason anybody's even interested in Zimbabwe, period. Now, I tell people all the time, because, you know, they say, we went to Iraq to save the people. Well, if we went there to save the people, why we didn't go to Africa to save the people? Why we didn't go to Syria to save the people? I mean, go in there like we did Iraq. Why we didn't go in there to so many different countries? You know, Venezuela, we haven't gone in there to save the people. Because it was about the money, about the oil. We're going into Africa because it's about the money, about the oil. Who's going to control that continent? It's always, always, always about the money. Okay, what excuse they come up, because they have to motivate citizens of a country to back the government up. But trust me, it's always about the money. Africa, Zimbabwe is no different. We're offering them money for their currency, debt. We will have their currency as reserve currency. We will make it worth something. But it's about their money, but it's about all the minerals and opportunity that there is for whoever goes in and develops those African nations. Okay? That's all it's really about.
Okay.
Just like that, huh? Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to absorb, you know, all of it. I'm trying to absorb all of it. So all of these, the trillion, $100 trillion notes, and
what about
then they're going to. I'm just thinking the $100 trillion note, and so they're going to give you, or give those who have them, 33 cents on a dollar for $1 trillion, and they are still not developed yet. Or because I know they got good resources because it's Africa, so they have all of the, you know.
Okay, look, this is what we're doing in Iraq. So think of it like this, okay? So Iraq's rate is going to change. It's going to be 381 per dinar. But the U.S. has made an agreement with them that two things, they will sell us the oil at $2 a barrel. Even when it's selling for $120 a barrel, the U.S. is buying it for $2 a barrel, or they'll make money. We'll be able to use the dinar to pay them, but it'll be over a period of 30 years, giving that back. Inflation, deflation, cost of living, everything else. The rate is set already. So it was a great deal for us, right? I mean, just
right.
A deal for us. Africa is the same way. At the rate of the Zimbabwe, with the future they have planned for it, they just stole half that country's resources just in the money. And what we're going to be able to buy from them using their own currency, pennies on the dollar. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Tony, and thank you so much, Mr. Ray. I appreciate everything that you do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kelly. 313. Here it is. You're on.
Clear on the pressure loss. The literature took a bumping brush.
313.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
You're on. Okay.
Good. We said 313 earlier. I said, 313, is that me? And then you said, I guess not. It's cornbread. I'm like, can you hear what I was saying?
No, didn't hear you. Said it was another number.
Okay. I guess not. It's cornbread. I'm like, he must hear what I'm saying. Anyway, thank you, guys. My question was answered, and I don't know how to let my hand down. I've never let it down, so I don't even know how to do that.
The same way you let it up, press star one.
Oh, okay. I just hit one, but I hit star one again to let it
down. Okay, well, see, if whatever you did to raise it, do the same thing to lower it. It's either one or star one. I keep getting different reports from people. But whatever one raised it, the same one will lower it.
Okay. Well, now I know for future reference. Well, my question was answered, and thank you, guys. And keep up the good work. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You, Tony, and
bye-bye.
All right, have a great weekend. All right.
Thank you.
All right, 702, area code, you are on. All right, then we'll go to 773.
Is this 773? Is it me? Oh my God! I'm a first time caller.
Oh great!
Hey, how are you?
I cannot believe this. I said I wasn't gonna freak out. Oh, my God. Okay. This has been like 2 or 3 years. And, oh, my gosh. Okay, let me relax. Okay. We got...
Wait. Before you get started, let me tell you something.
What?
Ready?
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what?
Okay, good.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so we got into this. We got into this about three years ago. My husband, who passed away last year, one of his former students gave us a $200,000 note for Christmas. We had no idea. We didn't know anything about it. Yeah, so since then, we've accumulated. Like I said, he passed last April. That was my heart. I don't even know. Anyway, I've accumulated money listening to you guys now for over a year since he passed. He used to do it. So I have so many questions. I only was able to call it. I've been calling in for a while, but didn't know until your last caller on Friday said, press star one. And I was like, that's what I'm supposed to do. So I did it today. When I heard you talking to Lynn, I'm like, they're not going to even get to my call. I have one question that I have had, and I need some clarification. Some point you were saying that that all of this moving forward was not the decision of the United States. That's what I thought I was hearing initially. But now recently I'm hearing it's being held up because of the United States. So What if United States is in control of it moving forward? Am I understanding it wrong? Is it dependent on? Okay, I'm listening.
I'm gonna answer your question, but first I'm gonna say I'm sorry to hear about your husband.
That's
wanted
yeah.
so many of our family members to make it through this and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
we had a lot of plans and
And I'll say, I'm going to, the U.S. has always held veto power to stop it at any point, and they still hold that power, and that's what Iraq is waiting for to be released so this can go through, okay? U.S. is one of the countries with U.K. who first put this together, so they've always held that veto power and made that decision. Along with the fact that anything Iraq does has to be approved by DOD. So, and they can be put back under Chapter 7 at any time prior to us letting this go and beyond. So, until they do things right. So, the third thing
you think
they is
okay.
If you're going through this, is your last year, and you feel like it's too much of a struggle, you don't understand it, you can always call Ray because he is always up on the phone and ready to go.
You say that, and I know you're playing because I've heard you say that. And nope, I don't have his number. I don't call him. I'm like, are you kidding? Are you serious?
No, I'm not kidding. All you got to do is get his number and call him.
Oh, correct. Yeah, that therein lies the rub, getting his number, which I'm sure won't happen. But I've listen, it's entertaining to me now, the people that call in and take time, and then I feel like they're taking too much time. And here I am on the phone taking too much time. They asking the same questions over and over. Well, Wednesday was my birthday, so I didn't listen on Wednesday, so I would probably be asking some of the same questions. So now I understand. I understand. You guys are doing a great job. I appreciate you. You're nicer to me than some of the people on Twitter. When I ask a question, they basically say, stop asking stupid questions. But I ignore it. I'm a good person. I know people are just,
you know what?
No reason.
That's right. And I play and joke with a lot of people, but guys, there are no stupid questions. None. Because if you don't know, it's a legitimate question.
Right, and that's why I felt like that one lady was calling me in. She didn't know, and I felt so bad. I'm an educator, and I'm like, oh, answer her question. Yeah. And my birthday was Wednesday. I know it's past, and I've heard the birthday song three times. I guess you have to call in on your birthday to get the song, but I've heard it.
That's the idea.
Okay, I got it. I'm so happy, and I thank you.
But guess what?
Yes.
Guess what? I'm going to tell you happy birthday anyway. So happy belated birthday. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know it's getting to the end, and I'm done. I know how to call in if I have a question. Thank you guys so very much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Lesson on the other side and then say, man, that was dumb. But anyway, let's wrap it up, sir.
All right. All right, guys. It's a good Friday. Whether you know it or not, things are moving forward. People are still sitting there. There's still excitement in the air. Nobody is depressed from the top. There might be some in the middle and down the bottom because it hasn't happened. But the top, they know things are still going. They're still expecting it. We get good information out of D.C.
bank people are still there, even though they're frustrated, tired, they're still being told could happen at any moment. So they're not at home. The facilities aren't empty, they're loaded, and we're waiting to go. So let's just see when it happens. But with all that, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. And we will be here Monday if Ray pay the bills. But if he don't, we won't. But anyway, we'll be here Monday, and we'll do it again if we have to. Hopefully, we'll get together before that. So if anything happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the form. Or we'll do another call, which I hope we do a call over the weekend. But we'll see what happens. All right, enjoy the rest of your day, right?
All right. And I got this a little late, so a birthday shout-out to Southeast Florida guy down in Florida. All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Yeah.
else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your weekend.